Hello, Wojo. It's Graham here, Black 73 Cat. Hope you're all well, guys. So I mentioned yesterday that I thought that my laptop might be on its last legs. Sadly, I was right. I have laid the wreath, I have donned the black veil, and I am about to wave it down the river. It's gone. Kaput. Deceased. Defunct. Knackered. I got a mate of mine to try and connect into it last night to do some diagnostics, and it just won't run for more than a couple of minutes. It's obviously an overheating problem. I could repair it, potentially. I've asked a couple of people who do that kind of thing if they would be prepared to have a look at it, and they've just gone, no, it's a Dell. I guess there's something about Dell computers that people don't like working on. Because I had a look on YouTube and stuff, and I found like a strip demo, and I found a PDF manual for it showing how to take it all apart. And it doesn't look all that difficult to me. I'm not a computer person. I thought I was clever last night changing a hard drive. I swapped a hard drive out to try it and just to eliminate that from the equation. But no, it's definitely an overheating issue. Almost certainly. And I thought I was quite clever taking a hard drive out and refitting it. I thought, yeah, I'm a computer engineer. But anyway, when I realised it was terminal, it was kind of like, well, you know, what am I going to do? Cheapest option, because being a stay-at-home dad, the income is pants, and until my new little business venture gets off the ground, I have no income at all. And having just acquired a nice new lens for my camera, I don't have any money left to buy a laptop, which is kind of a bit of a nasty situation to be in, because I can go out and take pictures with my nice new lens when it arrives tomorrow, but I won't be able to do anything with the blinking images because I've got no laptop to process them on. So yeah, I'm a bit devastated. But yeah, I did look at this strip guide, and I kind of thought maybe I could replace a CPU. I can import one from the States for less than 20 quid. But potentially it could have damaged the motherboard as well, and that's going to be another 50 quid. And then with a fan assembly, I'm looking at 80 quid realistically just for parts. And is it really worth it? So anyway, somebody has, through some sort of friends of associates kind of thing, I've been offered a great deal on a decent laptop, well, very high, much higher spec than the one I've got, for not very much money, relatively speaking. Not very much money if you have any money at all. So I'm not pleading poverty, guys, it's just I don't have an income, that's it, and I've just spent a load of wodge. So I'm struggling, I'm desperate. So I've been having a look around, and I'm thinking I'm gonna have to sell stuff. I've got no option. I need a laptop, I can't be without one. I'm gonna have to sell stuff, and I think it's gonna force me to sell my model railway. Don't shout, I'm not a geek, I'm not a nerd. I had a boyhood dream to have a model railway. And I always used to ask my dad for one, and he used to say, no, you can't have a model railway. There's no point, or train set, as I called it then. There's no point, because you've got nowhere to keep it. You can't leave it up all the time. And a train set's not really something, or a model railway rather, is not really something you would like collapse after every time you've used it. He says, and besides which, you'll play with it for an hour and you'll be bored. Once you've seen it go around the track once, that's all it's ever going to do, is go around a track. And he was right. But sadly, my 30-something-year-old self, a couple of years ago, decided that I was a big boy now, and if I wanted a train set, I can go and get a train set. And there's a shop in our village, situated just opposite my co-op, that sells model railway stuff. And I was killing time in the village one afternoon and wandered in for a look, and came out with a very basic analog train set, if you like, for want of a better word. Came back, set it up like a big kid for half an hour, and then realised it was extremely boring just watching this thing go around the track. So I went back to the shop and said, that's really boring, I want something better. And they went, okay, why don't you have one of these as well? And then go and buy some wood. And here's some websites you can go and have a look at, and they will show you how to build a proper model railway. And I went, ooh, really? So yeah, I have now got a 6-foot by 4-foot bit of plywood and wood and stuff, nails, screws, glue, all that malarkey. I made it all myself. I cut it all and glued it all and stuck it all and screwed it all, and I was really proud of it. And it's 6-foot by 4-foot, and I've designed a track using a geeky program on the PC called Track Simulator or Track Designer or Track Planner or something like that, some planning track type software. And I've got all this track laid out on there. I've got a little shunting yard and a little sort of siding and a place to put a platform for a station and all this malarkey. And it's all mounted, it's all laid out, it's all mounted on lovely cut and chamfered cork bedding that I did all by myself. I was really proud of it. It's got all the holes cut in, ready to accept automatic points motors, electronic points motors. Some of the points motors are fitted, they just need wiring in, so that you can just have a little bank of switches at the front of the board, flick the switches and the trains will go in all different directions. And I've got loads of points motors to fit, so I've got all of those. I've got the original analog train set, which was like the old Hornbys that we used to know, where you little variable resistor and it increases the current through the track and the train goes faster. And then I've got one of the new digital control ones, where the train is actually powered rather than the track. So you can actually control two or more trains individually, which is really quite cool. I've got all of that stuff, and I've got three or four engines perhaps, and a load of trucks and carriages and points and stuff, and a couple of model houses that I built, little cardboard kits that all look really swanky. I've got some bits for us to make a signal box interior, all like the levers and the fireplace and little lanterns and stuff like that, all that go in the signal box, all made of little cast aluminium, just ready to be painted up. I've got all kinds of stuff. I spent a load of money and I got it part built and then gave up, partly because I needed the spare room because we had a baby, so it has to go in the garage. And I don't fancy spending the evenings out in the garage shivering. And really, I can't commit the time to it, to be quite honest. It would mean me going out there at least one or two evenings a week and sort of sitting there for hours building little models and stuff. And I just lost interest. And then there was the kind of thing where I was speaking to other people about it on like forums and stuff and saying, I was thinking about putting this in. And somebody would be like, oh no, you can't put that in because that's in Great Western colours and the rest of your track's in GNER and stuff. And I was just like, I don't really want to go into it that deeply. I just wanted a thing I could play with and entertain the kids. But sadly, it's not to be. It's not for me. I thought it was, but I was wrong. And it's ghost. And I have many tried and failed hobbies. My house is littered. I have golf clubs. I have got fishing rods. I've got radio control cars. I've got all kinds of stuff kicking around that I just never use. And I get really excited and really spend loads of money and then go, I'm bored of that now. And move on to the next thing. I'm going to sell it. So if anybody around the sort of Mansfield area, preferably because of the size of the board, although, you know, I don't have the board doesn't have to be sold, I suppose, but it would sort of make sense to. If anybody around the sort of Mansfield, Nottingham sort of area wants to buy a model railway, get in touch. I haven't got a clue how much it's worth. I haven't got a clue. I'd have to sit and work it all out. But yeah, hopefully it'll be worth enough to buy me a laptop because I'm desperate. Yeah, I'm a bit stuck. So that's me. That's my tale of woe for today. One day, I'll do a really happy boo. I'll come on and I'll surprise you all. I'll go, hey, something fantastic's happened. But no, sadly not today. It is doom and gloom. You can probably hear the little violins playing in the playing in the background. I said I wanted to put some funky music effects. The angels are playing violins as my laptop just drifts away on a burning raft down the River Trent. oh, dear me. Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Thanks for taking pity on me, because I hope you are. I'll catch you all again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.